Yeah, it was just a little bit too political for me.
Uh-huh.
But that's okay, because
it's fine.
Your guys' show, so you can talk about what you want.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Well,
I just had to call back, because then I felt bad after saying it.
Yeah. This is definitely not Big Fatty.
You know, it's your show. Do what you want.
Yeah.
I'm still going to listen. I might have to fast forward through a couple things, but that's all right.
It's all
okay. Yeah. So, yeah, this is a Big Fatty.
No. I realize that now.
Tony in Illinois.
Tony in Illinois.
I don't know,
Tony.
I always forget to put that on there, because maybe I'm a phantom. I don't know. But Adam can still come back.
He is back.
It's the Adam and Daniel show.
Did he hang up and not say goodbye?
He did. But I think that was what, I think that's what the next call was. I think that one that was breaking up was him saying, I called and I didn't even say goodbye or something like that.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
This is definitely not Big Fatty.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4039 of the BFO for Monday the 31st of January, not January, July. Big Fatty, you've already fucked it up. Well, Big Fatty, it's going out like a train wreck. Here we go. Oh, yeah, woo-hoo.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West, and we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Five-monthers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're five-monthers today, because y'all, 5 months from today, y'all, it'll be the end of 2023. It'll be New Year's Eve. You'll be putting on your party hat and your sparkly dresses and just getting shit-faced. Or, Big Fatty, like you do it, go out for early bird special, and you come back, and you're in bed by 9 o'clock. Well, that sounds quite nice. Yes, Big Fatty, the old people, they love the ball drop. Well, Big Fatty, every day you have the ball drop. Yeah, I guess y'all, last time I spoke to you was, when was it? It was Thursday when I recorded the little show, and y'all, I believe I talked about the Big Brother special, and y'all, as predicted, Big Fatty, I believe I said it on the little show, I'm sure the fact checkers will go out there and check my fact. I mean facts. Big Fatty. I believe Big Fatty said that he thought the theme for the Big Brother was gonna be the Big Brother comics. And y'all, that's what it's gonna be. And y'all, there's a crazy video out there. of some kind of time machine laser or something like that, and y'all, it's got three former house guests, they sneak into the house and they want to go back in time and win their seasons on the Big Brother. And y'all, it's just stupid. It's just stupid. If I can find the link to it, I'll put it in the show notes today. But y'all, it's you should go. Don't take Big Fatty's word for it. If you can find it, or if I can find it, you go look at it yourself. And y'all, one of the people is that Frankie Grande, who y'all, I just can't stand him. He's just he's everything that it's just no. He's just no. But y'all, that's some Italian Mussolini spaghetti, which y'all on for right. Got up, y'all. It has been hot, hot. Big Fatty, you say that every damn day. but y'all, I've kept up with my nipple walking. I've closed my exercise ring every day, and I've closed my calorie ring and my stand-up ring every day, and so I'm happy about that. But y'all just hot, for right, y'all on Friday, the Nip and I went out for a walk. Big Fatty, is this gonna be one of those? One of those Nip stories that you're gonna tell? Well, I thought you'd never ask. Shenanigans. Have some fun and play shenanigans. Now, y'all, we've had a lot of rain this weekend as well, and y'all, I don't know if you know what a crepe myrtle tree is. Big Fatty, is that those thin little pancakes? Crepe myrtle is a tree. It's a colorful flowering tree and all. And y'all, on the ground, some of the blooms and all had washed out of the trees and was on the walking path. And they come in white and purple and pink and all. And we walked through some pink ones. He goes, "Oh, that reminds me. The other day, I was out nipple walking, and I went under one of those trees and brushed against it, and the rain fell down on me." And y'all, evidently some of the crepe myrtle blossoms, pink blossoms, had fallen on him. And when he got home, he decided he needed to go boom boom. And so y'all, I guess he took his shirt off or whatever. I think he had to sissy. I think he sissied, or maybe he boom boomed. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But y'all, he went back later on, and in the turl, there were some of these pink, blossoms that had fallen off of his shoulders or his head or something like that. And they were in the turl, and there were some on the floor, and y'all, he panicked. He panicked because he thought that, and y'all, you know he can't see and he can't hear, but y'all, he can't see, and he thought, he looked in there and he thought that the lining of his butthole was coming off and falling out into the turl. And he was, "Oh, it's falling on the floor." And so, y'all, he was just worried about about his butthole having, you know, the inside of his ass, the skin on the inside of his ass was just flaking off and falling out. And he was, "Oh, it's the end of the world, y'all." Bless his heart. Y'all, you can't make this shit up. anyway, for right night, y'all, it was me and Durwood and Granny and the Nip and young Nicholas. And y'all, we had the Italian Mussolini spaghetti and an Italian salad and some sliced bread. And for dessert, we had cooked, and y'all, this was not the instant, this was the cooked on the stovetop chocolate pudding and peanut butter cookies for our supper. And y'all, of course, in the spaghetti sauce. I put some meatballs in there. Of course, the nip. Oh, I don't like those. And okay, so eat the meat sauce. You know, it's the same. Anyway, and I pulled the Italian salad out, and y'all, I had put on there the banana peppers. I found a small jar of them in, you know, because I had the unfortunate banana pepper accident. So I put those on there, and y'all, then I had some slices of pepperoni. I laid those across the top of it, and I had some Parmesan cheese and some croutons, and then a vinaigrette, a balsamic vinaigrette dressing. And the nip is like, what is that on top of the salad? And I said, well, it's pepperoni. Oh, I'm not eating that uncooked pepperoni. And y'all, it's, bless his heart, but he'll go eat a pepperoni pizza, pizza pie. But anyway, y'all, on Saturday, I went to, did I go to the Shady Pines? Did I go Friday or Saturday? I don't remember. Y'all, I kind of went through some of Olive's documents and all. Y'all, he's very well organized. Just a cursory look, and I got in touch with other members of his family and just kind of keeping everybody in the loop as to what's going on. I told him to be thinking about sentimental items that they may have an interest in having, and to let me know privately, and then I'd distribute those according to the law. Y'all, I'm not sure when I can start distributing things, but anyway, so I've gotten a couple of requests from that kind of stuff, but let's see. then on, y'all, I watched the sports ball over the weekend. Y'all, the Atlanta Braves did pretty well. And y'all, Saturday evening, I was watching that, and my neighbor, former coal miner, said, "Herbert Crowder, what are you doing?" I said, "Well, I'm having a little supper." And he says, "Well, me too." And that was it. And then he hit me up going on 9 o'clock. Y'all, it might as well be midnight. Said, "Bring Freddy, would you like to come over and see my house?" And y'all, you know, he's taking care of his mother, and she was evidently out of town visiting her ailing brother. And I said, "Well, I would love to, but I have taken the go to bed pills." Y'all, by the way, that's some of that Italian Mussolini spaghetti that was left over. y'all, I had it at lunchtime. Here it is, 5:30 p.m. in the afternoon, and it's still coming up on me. So I said, I'd love to see it, but I'll have to have a rain check. Well, Big Fatty, it was plenty of rain for you to check. Well, anyway, y'all got up on y'all slept like a baby Saturday night, because y'all, it was heavy rain as I was going to bed Saturday night too. Y'all, we probably got between 3 and 4 inches of rain. Y'all, it's just it's crazy. It's hot as hell, but we get the, you know, these, normally I would say these are the popcorn showers, but y'all, these are the gully washers, the frog chokers, the, you know, whatever else, the cats and dogs, all big ready, the puppy dogs and kitty cats. Got up Sunday morning, went out and got the paper. Y'all, came in, and the Sunday paper comes in two groupings. One grouping is the news and the business section, and the second bundle is the life section, which is stuff that can be printed ahead of time, the funny papers and the coupons. Well, y'all, I had two sets of the funny papers and the coupons, so I didn't get a the front half of the paper. So y'all, I called and got the mechanical, and said, we will send a new paper right out to you. Y'all, it ain't come yet. So we'll see how it all works out. I'm caught up on some little shows while I was out doing my nipple walks and all, and but y'all, I even did the Big Circle. I broke it up, and y'all, it was slightly cooler when I went out Sunday morning for the nipple walk, but it was still very humid. So anyway, I broke it into two walks. Y'all, I had a message from old Veda, saying that wanting to know if I was available at 5 p.m. in the evening to record the LFC. I said, I can record anytime. He says, okay, let's do it in 5 minutes. So, y'all, we've already recorded. We've already recorded the LFC. Y'all, I'm telling you, I'm sorry there's not a video of this, but y'all, it was like watching, I'm on the mix, train, and y'all, it's train wrecking. I mean, I can't describe it other than it was just a train wreck. I felt like I was, Daniel Bieber or, old Crooked Hat or something. But anyway, y'all, I'm just sitting here thinking, I don't think there's anything else to report per se. I'm expecting a call today, Monday, to go and pick up Olive's remains or his cremains, and then I'll have to work out how I'll be getting those to his sister, and you know she is the next of kin, as they say, and then I've got a call with the probate attorney Tuesday, and y'all, I got a recommendation for another probate attorney, so I may call them later today and find out who's going to give me the best coupon. Big Fatty, you and those damn coupons. So anyway, y'all, you got to be good stewards. You got to be good stewards of an estate, and y'all, I think it's gonna be interesting, but I think it's gonna be long and tiring, also. Yes, Big Fatty. So anyway, probably lots going on this week in that respect, and y'all, if you hadn't done it already, set your VRCs for Big Brother on Wednesday night. Y'all, I think it's on at 8 p.m. in the evening, but it's a 90-minute kickoff show. And y'all, I don't know anything about the house guests or anything like that, but y'all, maybe we'll find out more as the week progresses. And y'all, that pretty much has been my weekend. Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, don't forget, when you wake up tomorrow morning, rabbit, gotta have good luck for August. You know, that's Big Fatty's celebration of exiting the birth canal month. Yes, Big Fatty and Dr. Stone and Stink Pot and Straight Bob and Crooked Hat. Well, y'all, there's too many to mention. Yes, Big Fatty, a lot of fucking going on in December. And y'all, I got a message from that Moose P. Big Fatty, be on the lookout for a little gift out. It's gonna be coming early, but don't open it. And y'all, I got a birthday card from Princess Hana, so I'll be opening that when the day comes along. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard that Daniel Bieber, what did you think today?
This is definitely not Big Fatty.
Oh no, it's definitely Big Fatty. Well, you probably think it's not because you don't listen to Big Fatty. You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.